So it's kind of empty back there? Is it a weird... A lot of changes to your linebacker, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a few changes, you know, brought in a few new faces. One thing I can say, we started off faster than we did last offseason. A lot of guys is working hard out there, I can tell you that.
So what'd you think when Nolan got fired and then Wink ultimately get, or not fired, when he left, but Wink ultimately getting the DC job?
Well, Coach Martindale, or Wink we called him, he knew a lot of stuff about the defense, and we felt comfortable with him stepping in and being a new man here. He knows a lot about different schemes of offenses, and he used to sit down with all of us and tell us different things of why. So we feel pretty comfortable about him, having him out there.
What kind of DC is he
going to
be?
He's a good players coach. He's smart. He always is the last one in the meeting rooms with players, and he's just always 100% whatever he's doing, and he's one of those coaches that you would always want to have on your team.
So is that something that went over pretty well amongst you guys?
Oh, yeah, we were pretty, you know, we was kind of sad to see Coach Nolan leave, but, you know, wish him good luck down in Miami. But, you know, when Coach Martindale got the job, you know, we was pretty happy about that. We knew that we was going to have somebody that was pretty enthused about what we was going to do on defense.
How's it going to be different? How's he going to change things up?
Well, we don't know. We haven't gotten into the schemes of what we're going to do. I'm pretty sure we're still going to run a 3-4. But I know Coach Martindale, his attitude is attack, and that's something that we're going to be preaching from the first day we get out there on the field.
Wesley, what's your reaction to Jamal Williams, Jarvis Green, and Justin Danny coming in?
Change that well, you know, we like I said, we feel comfortable having new guys around here. It's going to give us an edge to our team. New players is going to help us out. New coaches is going to help us out. So we're just excited to see what we do when we get a chance to get in their first minicamp.
Are you surprised
by the departure? Yeah, we were kind of surprised. But, you know, that's the nature of the game, you know. We all spoke to Dre, you know, wish him good luck. He's in Buffalo right now. So, you know, we just wish good things for him. And we got to move on, and it's just a part of football.
Different role for you this year that they talked to you about?
My same thing is still, you know, being a man on special teams, being that leader, you know, and, you know, just stepping up as a leader on and off the football field, whether it's on defense or special teams. So I just got to accept my role whichever way it is.
Nickel?
All right. Yeah, you know, nickel, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a pass specialist, so I got to make sure I, you know, continue to do good things on that package. Coach Martindale already discussed, you know, you got to be good in coverage and just do the same things that you did last year and continue to get better.
Less weight.
You know, they want me to, you know, to stay at 230, 235 around that weight. So, you know, that's not a big deal. You know, I was 228 last year. So, you know, just, you know, keeping that weight on and staying consistent, that's going to be the biggest thing this offseason.
All the changes, you also got some missing faces, all those restricted free agents that aren't here yet. Is that anything you guys worry about? Have you talked to any of those guys, or you just let yourself out?
No, we don't worry about it. You know, we know those guys are going to work hard, because if they don't, when they get here, Coach Steuben is going to pull it out of them. So, you know, I know they don't want to be embarrassed when they get back. So I guarantee you that they're doing their hardest and they're doing their best wherever they are right now.
Do you understand the quote-unquote stance that they're perhaps taking, just given the situation that they're in with, you know, the uncapped year and the restricted free agency?
Well, you know, it's a business, and, you know, everybody has to take a business approach to it. So, you know, hopefully they're doing the best thing for them and their family. You know, that's all we can do. We can sit back and just support them, whatever they're going to do.
All right. Thank you, Wes.